The piece you're about to hear is The Moratorium, created in 2002 by Canadian radio producer Chris Brooks. Chris Brooks is based in Newfoundland and has done a series of memorable radio pieces about the loss of the fishing industry and the impact of this loss on local lives and culture in Newfoundland. The Moratorium refers to a 1992 government decision to put a moratorium on fishing. This ended up putting 30,000 people in the fishing industry out of work and was not a successful policy for helping fish repopulate. Chris Brooks created this radio piece in collaboration with a dancer, and you can hear the rhythm and repetition and three-part structure. The moratorium is 14 minutes long.
I don't know which way I would begin to describe myself, but so, I like to think that I'm not the average one of the mill, you know. I'm with me on the other side of the spectrum, for that matter, you know. I guess I got two characteristics. I can speak serious on any serious thing. I like global conflicts and happens like that. But then if I'm in casual talk, even if I'm in a funeral home, I can lighten it up by telling jokes. Just talk around with the bereaved and what have you. And just throwing a few jokes, you know. But looking around me, I can grasp what any given educated man be saying. I can get it and I can analyze it. And it's not very often I'm wrong what he's saying. It boils down to just a lot of rhetoric, and rhetoric alone, you know.
Our scientists advise that with a moratorium on northern cod for 2 years, the size of the stock should increase significantly, and the spawning stock should no longer be at dangerously low levels.
I mean, the whole thing is just astounding, you know. You got a pair of good for the media and what have you, and promotion, you know. But some of them are lacking in skills as to how to talk to people.
In short, if there is a two-year moratorium, we should be able to begin safely the fishery for northern cod inshore in 1994 and have made a strong start in rebuilding that stock.
For instance, if they're talking to people and they want to get the next sentence, they'll say, even learned that lawyers will say that while he's thinking. But if he repeats his former sentence, he knows what he's going to say, then he can formulate his next thought and come on with it, you know.
We should be able to begin safely the fishery for northern cod inshore in 1994.
So hence you got no like dead air like you hear on a radio station, because he's not on and am and wait for the next words to say it, you know. So
that rebuilding is critical for the future of the fishing industry that relies on northern cod, especially the traditional inshore fixed gear fishery. For all of those reasons, and to safeguard the northern cod as a species.
That is lacking in a lot of our speakers, you know, like, we got wonderful politicians, you know, if they're talking just on the street to an ordinary guy, but they get up before a rotary, I've been listening to them, you don't come over. They haven't got no rightful presentation, and they just can't get across to the audience.
I've decided that effective at midnight tonight,
they might be good businessmen in their field.
There will be a moratorium on harvesting of northern cod.
Yeah, right.
Especially the traditional inshore fixed gear fishery.
But, see, there you go. As for that part.
Until the spring of 1994.
For to listen to what's been saying.
The spring of 1994.
I'm sadly lacking.
Codfish.
Cod.
Squid. Flounder. Grayson. Codfish. Fish. 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 Codfish. Flounder.
We got the crab and scallop and
fish, fish.
We got the turfit. We don't allow
fish, fish.
We got the crab and scallop and
fish, fish.
We got the turfit. We don't allow
fish, fish.
We got the crab and scallop and
fish, fish.
We got the turfit. We don't allow
fish, fish.
The best of the fishing I used to like was the trout. We had the crab and the scallop. And we don't allow. I'm not on the hooks, you know. One after the other and look down and see it. Coming up wide. That was great. We had the crab and the scallop. And we don't allow. To me, it was nothing like it. There's no life like it to me. I don't care what anybody say. But you had that in mind for it. We had to turf it. We don't allow. You know, there's no good you being out there and thinking you want to be somewhere else. Your mind had to be there. We had to crab and scallop. We don't allow. If you had 12 lines of gear, you had 1,000 hooks a night today. We had to turf it. We don't allow. When you come in, you had 2 lines of that, 100 feet of that, snarled up. You had to get the hooks off of that. Put them back on and bait that up and be ready for the morning. We got the crab and scallop. We don't allow. We used to get up 3 and we happen in there till 1 in the morning. Go home and gone again 3. That depends on the hickles and snares and what time you get, you know, in the evening and everything, you know. We got the turfit. We don't allow. That didn't bother us, did it? That was life. We got the crab and scallop. We don't allow. Couldn't get no better life, right? I don't care what anybody says. We had the turf, it. We don't lie. To me, it was the only life I loved, anyway. We had the crab and scallop and turf, it. We don't lie. I put my heart and soul in it.
Thank you.
There seemed to be a lot of fish then. There was, I mean, compared to now.
That wharf down there in that building, that was the very small little community it is, but that was the centre of it, right?
There was, I mean, compared to now.
Just the same as, you know, a painting or the night sky or something would be beautiful to a visual artist. These fish lying in the boat were beautiful to him.
There seemed to be a lot of fish then.
Oh, that's just gone. I mean, it's a big change. Big change.
His father was a fisherman, his father before him.
You know, you get fishing 3 and 4 feet long sometimes in your trap, right?
Beautiful to him.
Compared to now.
Big change.
Fishing's not a job. I know lots of people have said that. It's not a job. It's a style of life.
But for me to go anywhere else and get a job. Oh, God, as soon as the sun is shining, you want to be out, and your mind will be on the water, and you know, what you would be doing. Not what you're doing, but what you would be doing.
But for me to go anywhere else.
Your mind will be on the water.
Just the same as, you know, a painting.
As soon as the sun is shining, you want to be out.
He loved catching the fish. They were beautiful to him.
All he wants is a couple of hours of that fog to lift, right? And you're gone. You're gone. You're going to get blown in your face and you know, the sprays are coming back at you.
Just the same as, you know, a painting.
But for me to go anywhere else and get a job.
I mean, it's a big change.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Big change.
Inshore in 1994. Especially the traditional inshore fishery. That rebuilding is critical for the future of the fishing industry that relies on Northern Cod.
Even if I'm in a funeral home.
For all of those reasons,
just half round with the bereave and what have you.
And to safeguard the northern cod as a species, I've decided that effective at midnight tonight, there will be a moratorium on harvesting of northern cod.
Just throwing a few jokes, you know, there.
That's the motto I have at the bottom now.
Until the spring of 1994.
Jokes. You know.
That was The Moratorium, produced in 2002 by the Newfoundland radio producer Chris Brooks. Chris Brooks has many other radio pieces worth checking out. This is Wave Farm radio artist fellow Karen Werner For more information about the radio work of Chris Brooks and many other radio artists, visit the Wave Farm Radio Art Archive at wavefarm.org. Thank you.